Podcast time.
What are we talking about today, Mr. Rambin?
Well, today, Sean Boner and Rambin form a boy band. Christmas shopping ideas with Hidden Valley Ranch, the toys we grew up on, and the Thanksgiving movie for the ages, The Human Centipede.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
All right, I see how this works.
I see your sarcasm and I raise you stupidity.
Whoa, this is going to be awesome.
It must be podcast time.
We should start like one of those a cappella groups.
Yeah, and end it immediately.
I think we'd get some work this time of the year. We should carol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we broke up. Band broke up.
Down with the sickness. Down with the sickness.
Down with the sickness.
We're about to decide. I can feel it in my bones.
Those guys are badass.
Add them to the lineup, man. Wow.
Pentonics meets Disturbed.
Sometimes you just get in a room and that chemistry just forms.
Sometimes it just happens. Magic.
It is. Absolute magic. So what have you been watching on Netflix, Boner?
The Green something or other is an Eli Roth movie where these kids go to the Amazon.
It's a couple of years old, but I remember.
The Green Inferno or something. Not the worst movie I've ever seen. I mean, it's, you know, if you're into like the gory, you know, some of it, there's a bit in there.
All right. So how many human caterpillars do you give it?
Oh, that's a one caterpillar. That's not even a full caterpillar.
Oh, okay.
That's your rating scale.
Oh, my,
you do
on
human,
grossness?
Human centipedes?
Well, if you, have you seen Human Centipede,
have
the movie?
Have I seen Human Centipede? Okay. Who hasn't?
All right.
You cannot unsee it. You can't unsee.
And that was
that
one
movie
I stumbled upon. It wasn't one where someone was like, hey, you know, you should watch something. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, let's watch this. And I'm like, what the?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Hey.
And from what I understand, there's a two and possibly a three, which.
Oh, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Watch, just get some popcorn on a Sunday. Watch a trilogy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're Mr. Cinema Guy over here.
No,
you never seen the Human Centipede trilogy?
Awesome.
I've seen the Academy Award winning trilogy.
Oh,
got Oscars everywhere.
My gag reflex kicks in just thinking about that movie.
So that stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, I know it's fake, so I sit there and
too,
go,
oh,
that's really crazy. Who dumbass thought of this?
The first time somebody told me the word human centipede and I like thought about it in my brain, I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So, honey, guess what movie we're watching this Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. You won't need to cook.
Ever.
No one's eating.
Again.
Or use a bathroom.
Shit.
So anything else on Netflix you're watching over there? Have you seen something upon the How They're Made or Toys for Our Childhood?
Yes, yes.
Now, I wasn't sure whether I really wanted to watch the Toys from Our Childhood thing, so I haven't done that. I've been
fun.
Watching
cool,
some.
Man. You want to know where a Ninja Turtle came from? I'll give you the whole origin story. They needed a toy before a cartoon show, and away we went.
Okay.
But, dude, it's just wild, man. Just to see, like, how. Think about the word Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, mm-hmm. and then think about trying to sell that to somebody in, like, 1991. Like, huh?
Yep.
Like, what are you, there's no internet. I mean, there's just, you're a teenage mutant turtle and you're doing ninja moves with a rat leader.
Well, they eat pizza. You know, kids love pizza. So, there you go. There's your angle.
There's your angle right there. It's just like,
wait, we need pizza.
These people going around to try to sell this toy to people to try to make them buy it. Like, oh, you'd laugh them out of the room. Who's laughing now?
They're making lots of money. And speaking of lots of money and lots of failed money, is I watched the one on Star Trek toys. And my goodness, Roddenberry, the creator, who wise gentleman, loved the most of the series,
He, if you came to him and said, we'd like to make some boner Star Trek toys, he said, okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Great idea. Knock yourself out.
And it's like Mego, which was the first one to get it. They had done a lot of toys earlier. They came back from interviewing Roddenberry's people, and the rep came back and said, okay, we have the licensing rights for Star Trek. How much did you pay? $5,000. It turned into a multi-billion dollar. Of course, that company went out of business. That's another story that's inside of that documentary, which is pretty fascinating as well. But $5,000. I mean, you, me, and Sean could come up with $5,000 right now.
Hey.
Perhaps. Speak for yourself, Randy.
Don't look at me.
Oh, come on. Come on. Your couch cushions are just, you know, rife with money.
I think it's great that, you know, you're watching and like how we're just different. You go to the Star Trek. I'm watching Ninja Turtles and the wrestling figurines. Like,
I skipped the wrestling.
You skipped the wrestling.
I skipped the wrestling
Star Trek. There's like,
see, you know, I didn't. I skipped it all and went went to American history. That's what I've been watching on Netflix.
This is American history. What are you talking about?
You already learned about that in the fifth grade.
I need to know more.
I need to learn about the toys I was playing with in fifth grade.
Yeah,
and I watched the whole the inside. I can't remember what it is. I can't remember. You can't. I need to think, man. There was a whole series about the inside men and or what was it? Hitler's Inner Circle.
Mm. You talked about that last time.
Yeah, which is really stellar. Yes. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Well, I'll think maybe give that a run. Did they make toys?
I do not believe there is a stretch Hitler. No. I don't think.
Hitler with the kung fu grip.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that Transformers are all part of making coming out of World War II is because that America was trying to get Japan back on its feet, and they helped get Japan starting to make toys. And they started out with, they were made out of old tuna cans. Mm. I mean,
that's what toys are made out of?
That's right. Back in the early, late 40s, early 50s.
Thank God I grew up later. Here, Merry Christmas. Have a tuna can.
Now, they were recycled.
Oh. The tuna, you can put water in it.
But what turned out is that the robots that they made out of these tuna cans became the most popular one. And then from there, they just continued to grow, and then they started making TV shows in Japan for, you know, Transformers. That's not what they called them, the Hinjay or something of that sort. And it just grew out of World War II.
Wow. Interesting stuff Netflix be teaching us. In all those years I went to school, I should have just had a streaming account. I'd be much smarter.
No kidding. Just give me Netflix and I'll stay home. And
if Netflix would give me a show on how to balance my checkbook and things of that sort, I'd probably be happy with that.
Maybe coming soon, because they keep losing all their content to other streaming channels.
I have watched Mandalorian, and I am hooked.
You're two episodes in now. It's great.
I am two episodes in. I like it because it feels very much like a Western to me.
It does.
And I love Westerns. And the Mandalorian, the lead character, and no spoilers here, your social media is full of pictures of Baby Yoda.
Everywhere.
Is it Baby Yoda, or is it a baby from the creature?
I don't know. It looks like a Baby Yoda.
It does.
If it's, you know, looks like it's fart, it smells like a fart, it's a fart. And it looks like a Yoda. You know? That's
Yoda, it must be.
I'm still annoyed, though. I kind of, you know, out of principle, I want to cancel my Disney Plus account because I can't watch Mandalorian until, you know, I mean, I have to wait a week, and I hate
that. I'm jealous of both of you.
Why is that? Plus?
Afford. Afford Disney Plus, I cannot.
Get a hacked account.
Yeah, I just go on the dark web.
$3.
Yeah,
you hear about this? There's some already. Like, a lot of people use their same email and password for different streaming platforms. Yeah. So like the digital ninjas out there stealing, you know, accounts and putting them on the dark web, and you'd be like, well, why would you just not sign up for yourself? There's countries like China and other ones where you can't get, well, China can get Disney Plus in, but there's other countries where they limit what you can and cannot have. And if you can't get Disney Plus, you just buy a hacked version from America and you're all set.
All right.
How about that?
Interesting. Yeah.
Dark web it is.
Now you're looking to save money. For $11, you get Disney Plus for the whole year.
Yeah, I can get Disney Plus and someone killed.
Yes.
Perfect.
Tonight on Dateline, a Disney Plus account leads to a brutal murder in Rossville, Georgia.
No, I mean, it's the dark web. You can pay to have someone killed. You can, kill that, bump him off.
The last thing I would think to buy on the dark web would be a Disney Plus subscription.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going there, I'm doing something cool with it.
Absolutely. Like, I finally am here. How can I get I don't want to leave with a streaming account.
I've never done heroin, but it's available. So
heroin.
What would you do?
Mandalorian.
Anything else. It's all the non-legal things here.
Disney Plus account.
Yeah, the more we send me up. I think it's good to talk these things through.
Pound of cocaine, please.
Stop.
Line it up. Oh, my goodness. We have real-life stepbrothers. I don't know if you guys... You watch America's Got Talent?
No, never.
Oh, this guy's hilarious.
Who?
The show America's Got Talent.
Is it on? Again?
Is it ever not on?
Oh, that's true.
I think it's one of those shows that are always on. I don't
only
know
in season like, one. The like season has lasted 18
the
years.
The Voice.
It just never...
Damn
never
shows not. On every night. So 365 days a year.
It's supposed to be easy to produce.
I'm like, my
God. This kid in North Carolina wanted to go on America's Got Talent so bad. Like, he thinks he has a talent and his family would not support him. They're like, no, you're not going to go and embarrass us on national TV.
Oh, yes, I am.
And then had one of these back and forth. Next thing you know, they're fighting in the front lawn and the cops show up because they wouldn't financially support me to go on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
I kind of have to side with the parents. Like,
I don't know. What's the kid's talent? I mean, if he's like...
Whining and
look,
complaining?
I've got, look, I can make my butt cheeks talk. You know, then no!
Stay home!
No!
But if you're like, look, I can do... I don't know. I can make myself float. Okay.
All right. Well, if you can float, let me see.
I think it's just...
But what's the talent? I mean...
The article didn't even say, so I'm assuming it's nothing...
This is bullshit!
Bullshit! That's why he stayed home and has to fight in front of your other's brother. That's his talent.
But how many times have you watched someone on any of those, especially in the early rounds, and you go, why didn't somebody take them aside and go, honey, child, please?
Well,
and we
don't.
Have that now. This happened finally.
And this finally happened. We
finally
know that
got
it
some
did.
Smart thinking parents out there. You suck, kid. You're not going. You don't have any talents.
I mean, we all know why they put those awful ones on there.
Sure.
So, look at this.
His parents like, you're not going to be the butt of our joke. You're not going to be the butt of the joke. You're going to not.
Oh, yes, I am. I will. Show you, son of a bitch.
Turns out
my butt cheeks can talk.
Talk, damn it. But now this kid is, he has a talent. His talent was making a story go viral. So take that, mom and dad. You wouldn't let me go, but who's making noise now? Should be proud of me.
Yeah. Get back in your room. Back in your cage, idiot.
You can spit anything in your favor.
Damn it, Tyler.
Back in there.
Back in your cage.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know you're a big PBR fan. Have you picked up your 99 pack yet?
Oh, my
God. What?
The 99 pack of PBR. Do you see this on the internet?
Oh, my God. That is 99 times worse than I could imagine.
Oh, yeah. Any beer would have been better than PBR. Like, it's just, we got to get rid of this. Like, put them in as big as boxes you could find and put them in supermarkets.
What I don't understand is it cost more than $99. Why is that? It cost $175 in a long, and it's a long, narrow box. It's like 8 feet long.
How do you even carry it?
You got to bring a buddy.
It's like carrying a log.
Bring a buddy.
Mm-hmm. I got 99 bottles of beers on the wall. 99 bottles.
Why does it cost $100? Just because it's some kind of nifty thing?
I guess so.
The cardboard is worth more than the beer in that equation.
Right.
I mean, that's
true. I'd rather eat the cardboard than drink the beer.
For real, absolutely. PBR, I'm sorry it's been around forever, but that's the grossest
I know.
Beer. And I think it's been around forever because it was the first beer they made. Like, oh, well, it gets us drunk, so...
Mm-hmm.
Then they...
Wait a second. $175? I mean, really?
That's what it said on the interwebs, and the interwebs never lies.
All right. I know it's kind of right there with the... have you seen the ranch dressing?
Oh, my God. I killed you. Said that. I bought it.
Did you pay the $35 for one?
Because you know why?
Okay,
the joke is worth it.
The joke is worth $35.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Yes.
I will buy that.
All right, hang on.
I went to Walmart the other day. I'm like, do they have them? And I searched the store.
You got to go to HiddenValleyRanch.com. I pre-ordered it. It's coming. It says it'll be here.
Yeah, I know. I went there, too. And then I'm like, where do I get this thing?
And, I was and going back and forth because here's what it is. We have this, our Entercom Christmas party, and I hope it gets you before.
Ah, that's right. White Elephant.
That is my secret Santa gift. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to just win the joke. I was like, I don't care. Like, I know we're spending $20. I was like, I'm going to spend $35 because I just want to win.
It's from you and your wife. And by the way, we sort of have been in a groupthink right here, passing along to our three podcast listeners. This is a Christmas stocking full of Hidden Valley Ranch.
52 ounces. And here is the troll part that I love. If you win it, you got to take it home and find room in the fridge.
And that was where I got. I'm like, where the hell am I even supposed to put that?
Not my problem.
It's yours now.
Merry Christmas.
That's what I got to on the website. I'm showing the wife. She's like, oh, Gene, you're not buying one. I'm like, well, I don't know.
I hope you get it.
And then I sat there going, wait a second. Where the hell do I hang that in my fridge? You get a giant ass stocking in the fridge.
See, I have not told my wife I bought this, but I hit purchase. It's going to be on the credit card statement. I'm going to get roasted for it.
Stocking full of ranch.
Wait till the Christmas party, though, and I get that laugh. It'll really be a...
Boner, I just thought of a new Boner All-Star Christmas song. Stocking full of ranch.
We got a stocking full of ranch. Stocking full of ranch.
Go nice with a stocking full of wings.
Ooh. Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Can we get one of those? Hey, there's an idea for like...
Full of wings.
That's an idea for like, one of these barbecue joints down the road. Uh-huh. You know, the Christmas wing stocking.
Maybe like a wing wreath.
A wing wreath.
Just pick one off. Hey, go out to the front door. Get me a chicken wing.
Wiggery.
No worries.
Give me my ranch stocking.
And then you walk over the fire, you unload the little nozzle on the ranch stocking, goop it up a little bit, and there you go.
Yeah. And you got your 99
holiday
cans of PBR right there next to the recliner.
Dude, we should get an apartment.
Wow. Christmas done.
Christmas kicks ass.
Woohoo! Got a wing wreath, 99 PBRs, a ranch dressing stocking. We rule.
And then we will have to invent the toilet recliner, I believe.
Well, the toilet recliner would be good, yeah. Uh-huh. That's what you just said. I think Homer Simpson has one of those.
Oh, does he? Okay.
I always did want to have a urinal in my living room.
Yes.
You know, right there on the wall. Why do I have to go all the way across the house when the TV's on? Now I got to go in the bathroom and pee. I could just pee right there and still watch TV like you're at the sports bar. You know, they got the TVs in the bathroom.
Sometimes I'm jealous of closet bags.
It might be cheaper and nicer to put a small screen TV in your bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I like this idea better. And I hate when I go to the bar and, you know, the football game's on or whatever and I'm peeing and they've got the TV on in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm done.
You gotta listen to play.
Like, I can't leave because I'm still watching.
Still going. I guess you're
like, man, but you don't want to hang out in the bathroom.
No, not at all.
You know, because then there's like some other dude going.
Yeah, the worst is having a conversation with a dude at the bathroom at the urinal talking about the game you're both watching on the TV. Nah, I don't know.
Oh, that was a terrible play. Oh, no, man. Oh, sorry. I just peed on your shoe. Damn it.
Oh, did you? What a time, man. Have you guys got any secret Santa gifts yet? Have you given that much thought?
I have not given it any thought. I bought terrible ones last year, and Michelle is in charge of those this year.
That's what I get something I saw on TV at a Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I'm like, you know what? We're going to get ahead of this.
Well, you know, this week we have our Thanksgiving potluck thing here at the radio station.
Friday.
Played the wife last night.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
I sat there. I'm sitting there like, oh, what can I bring? So I said, hey, I have no idea. We got this potluck thing on Friday. I don't know what I could bring. I'm like, maybe. And she's like, well, you want me to make some deviled eggs? I'm like, you know what? That's a great idea. I didn't even think of that. She's like, all right, well, I'll make deviled eggs. I'm like, okay, I will say deviled eggs. And boom. So we're having deviled eggs. Wife's making deviled eggs for us.
What a smart man you are. You got her to step up to volunteer to make food for your work event that she's not even coming to.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. I got a hat. That's a veteran move right there.
That's Boner, better known as the Mentalist.
Mm. I'm still trying to. I got the same dilemma. My wife is not helping me make anything for the potluck party. She's like, get tacos. There was a Taco Bell commercial. I just said, you get that. And this guy with the
That's
Taco
been
Bell
done. Daniel brought tacos.
The Super Bowl, the
whatever.
Party.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, though.
Kyle's bringing crystals.
Well, this year. This year.
Lazy. Getting lazier than that.
Here's what you do. You get a heavy duty drill and you make a bisque out of it. That's what Taco Bell is asking you to do this year. Is
make
that you can you
tacos?
Can make a soup out of their taco. You just put it in a blender.
Tacos when I'm done.
Hey.
Hello.
What do you mean make a soup out of the taco?
Yeah, that's what you do. You put it in a blender and you have taco soup. With all the ingredients that are already there. You got tomatoes, you got lettuce.
You just throw it in the blender and that's
and,
that. So
and
nothing else? You don't add anything?
No, you got the corn chips and you've got the meat and you've got
all blended
the tomato.
Up.
I am tempted to try this.
So our Alabama friends have been eating tacos forever.
So the wife is bringing deviled eggs and you're bringing Taco Bell soup.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. Should be a good time, though. I mean, a potluck dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just bring the pot. I mean, somebody, why not? You can throw that in there. Maybe that's it. Maybe make some desserts.
Some special brownies.
Yeah. Really add to this potluck fiesta.
Just sample some of this weed I brought. I thought maybe I'll staple a bag of weed to an Andrew Luck jersey. You're like, there you go. Potluck. Boom. Done.
I like that.
That's stupid.
There's an American company I saw that's willing to give you $3,000 a month plus weed.
I saw that.
Test at home, and they pay you to smoke their weed.
And I was totally in right up until I read that, it has to be legal in your state.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, damn it, Tennessee, you screwed me again.
The man always keeping you down, Boner.
I know.
That was one of the deterrents. And also what I saw, too, is like they want you to also, because they want you to film yourself to go on do vlogs and videos where they want you to stay in shape.
I'm out. No, I didn't read
you're
that part.
Send me weed and money, and it's my job to stay in shape. That's not fair.
No,
that's.
Have you not heard of munchies?
Like it sounds good on the surface, but then like you have to write blogs about this. It sounds actually like work.
Yeah.
Well, you it's just $3,000 a month. That's more than all of us make.
Yeah, that's true. But when they just say $3,000 a month and free weed, I want the free weed and collect a paycheck. The other stuff, they buried the lead.
You didn't do a single thing we asked you to do. I was too hot. Hi, man. This stuff was good.
I stopped at number one, smoke weed.
Yeah, that's what I thought this job was.
I don't know.
What more did you need from me?
After that, I was too high.
Said, I smoke weed, you pay me. I don't know what the problem is.
And I got a side hustle watching Hallmark Christmas movies for $1,000 a month.
I'm
My
raking
mother-in-law
it in.
Was over the weekend, and she was like, do you know what channel the Hallmark channel is? And I
No, I do not.
That was the first time I've ever been asked that question, and I was like, somewhere between HBO and ESPN.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, how do you answer that? I'm like, I was like,
I don't know. Are they putting football games on it now?
Yeah, you want to do the whole
No, then I don't need to know.
What's going on with the Hallmark channel? Oh, man. So we got a big weekend.
Yes.
You ready to rage? Five-finger jet punch.
Five-finger. And also, who is the... I'm interested to see...
Fire from the gods.
God.
Introducing fire from the gods. Bad wolves.
Bad wolves.
And 3 days of grace.
Mm-hmm.
See how they run.
3 days
Last time 3 days of grace was here, at least last time I remember, they were also at the arena.
Really?
I saw 3 Days of Grace at McKenzie Arena with
Shinedown, I think.
Shinedown, yeah. It was years ago. Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
It's been a while since there's actually been a full concert at UTC's McKenzie Arena.
And what's strange, they're doing two back-to-back, I think. I mean, there's The Rock, and then, like,
who else
isn't
is
there
coming?
Another one?
Who else is coming? I don't know.
Some country artist?
At McKenzie Arena?
Oh, I probably got a head start on not giving a rat's ass.
Yeah. Okay. I think I was in the same race you were.
Again, I just, you hear things in the hallway.
No, you do hear things, and that's cool. I mean, I am happy
to
hear
that.
Maybe
I'm getting it confused with April 15th and April 16th. Maybe it's a tiddly show.
I think
that's what it is. Shinedown is there on April 15th.
Can somebody please come get Greg?
I'm sorry.
Can we get him out of here?
I still haven't found my Easter eggs from this past year.
But no, man, it should be fun. I'm excited. We get to go do this cool thing with Bad Wolves before over at Valkyrie Axling on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Get to like live like a Viking and throw axes. We've talked about this before. Have you got to do this yet?
No, I haven't.
Even in the backyard?
No. At the kids? No, the dog?
No,
nothing?
No.
Just practice it a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. Not that I'm going to admit to.
Honey, I'm out back tossing the hatchet.
I'll bring it back. Throwing the old axe around if you need me.
Send the boy out. No.
Not this time.
Here, son, hold this apple. Do you know the legend?
Great aim.
Yeah.
Watch this, I'll like throw it sideways. Like
now, I have not been to Valkyrie, but I have been to one of those places, and it was interesting. A buddy of mine got a Groupon or something of that sort, and he said, come on, let's do this. And I said, what the hell? It was fun. I didn't realize you could bring alcohol to those places. That seems interesting.
Makes it funner.
Does it? I don't want to play dodgeball with an axe.
If you can dodge an axe, you can dodge a ball.
Well, you already know the rules.
Yeah, that's true. but the next day, I was sore in places I'd never been sore before in my entire life.
What'd you do with this axe, man?
You did it wrong.
You did it wrong.
Or you did it what's
just
right for you.
Right.
Right.
Don't judge me on my axe prowess.
That's how it is. Like, not just with the axe, but you said about like feeling sore in different places.
Mm-hmm.
I took the kids with mother-in-law was in town, so I went to the choo-choo over the weekend, and they had the ice on the landing set up.
Mm.
But I saw these three guys who were our age and kids, and they're like, I haven't been on ice skates in 20 years, and I hurt in places I haven't hurt in forever. And they were like, just like perception versus reality. Like, I used to ice skate like 20 years ago. I could do this on the old skates. These guys went around like three times and got off like they were just like in an old folks home, maybe standing up. I was like, see, that's why I'm over here. I learned. I have
never, ever in my entire life, I even lived in Germany for 3 years. I have never ice skated my entire life. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, we went up to Obergatlinburg, me, my wife, and kids. The kids wanted to do it. I was going to watch. Michelle wanted to do it. She was raised in Indiana, so she had ice skated before. She was afraid of doing it, but decided to get on that horse, get up there on that ice skating rink. And I tell you, it was like watching a bad sitcom. I saw this kid. He looked just like Augustus Gloop from the Willy Wonka movies. Okay? Picture that in your mind, Augustus Gloop. He may have had chocolate around his mouth. I saw him from all the way across the ice skating rink lose control. Now, he didn't fall right away.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But he's, you know, doing the backstroke in the air. And I went, oh, my God, he's 50 yards away from my wife, but Michelle is going down. I had a preconceived notion that that was what was going to happen. And sure enough, Augustus Gloop is flailing away. 50, 45, 30.
Boom.
He's on the 10.
Nice.
Now, it's funny now.
Not then.
Not then.
But wait,
not
is
then.
This when you decided you were never ice skating? Or and you that, made that decision?
Yeah, that sort of put the nail in it. I no need for me at my age to fall on my ass.
No.
I'll do that on my
is
own.
Is that the time you got arrested for protecting your wife and picked up that kid, started pommeling him? It's like, come on, you fat little punk! Get up! Get up! Get up! Pop!
How old is he? Oh, he's 8? Okay.
I thought this was hockey.
Drop the gloves.
Yeah.
Taunt your child.
So, no ice skating for me.
Well, you know, it hurts. It's painful. It's probably the most painful sport because you got to be in incredible shape to do it. But you put the skates on your feet and they like lace the skates up so tight. My feet hurt, like they're ready to pop off.
Yeah, you know what it's like when it's cold and somebody comes up behind you and flicks your ear? Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it like that all the time on the ice?
I learned a long time ago that I'm not putting myself in that situation.
So you've never ice skated?
I have ice skated.
Oh,
have. Yeah. But when I was, you know.
A wee lad.
Yeah, when I was younger, when you know, if I fell, I didn't have
you
as far
as
to
far
go.
You weren't as far from the ground.
Yeah,
yes.
Now I know it's going to hurt. You know, now.
You learn from mistakes. Like, as soon as we got there, I was like, okay, you guys have fun. Wife took the kids. I walked over, bought a crepe. sat down, was eating a snack while they were doing some athletic stuff out there. I was like, all right, I'm here if you need me.
And I you know, years ago had to take the kids roller skating, you know, one of them roller skating parties or something like that. So I know how much I sucked on roller skates, and that ground's pretty hard too.
Oh, yeah.
So I know the ice skating is,
I've been roller skating in like 10 years, and I think I'd be really good at it.
I think you would too. Tell him how good he's going
to
be.
You are going to be so awesome,
Sean. I used to be a good roller skater. I grew up behind a roller rink.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in 15 years. It's still one of those things. It's like, I must still be good at this.
What is the song that you hear? What song, when you hear that song, you think about times at the skating rink?
Any Bon Jovi song, probably.
Really?
Shot through the heart.
I mean, that's a perfect.
And everyone went crazy.
Yeah, any hairband 80s song, but Bon Jovi's probably like roller skating, like, you know, Mount Rushmore.
Gotcha. Okay.
Who would you put up on your roller skate? I mean,
every time I hear, and this ages me, as if everything else doesn't.
Please say Endless Love.
Endless Love.
That's not funny, man. That song brings back bad memories.
Couple skate.
Lady's choice.
She didn't choose me. She didn't choose me.
Benny and the Jets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, that's a great song to skate to when you're in the seventh grade or whatever.
Yeah, sure is. Still a good song to skate to, I'm sure. Kids will still dig on.
Sure.
Cool, dude.
Endless Love. She did not choose me.
She didn't choose me. Screw you, Timmy.
I think I'd
Puddle.
I think I'd be an excellent roller skater.
I think you would too, and I think you should probably. I'm going to chip in on that.
I will.
I might actually pay for that.
I will pay for the Bon Jovi music. I'll slip the DJ an extra 10.
Wear a GoPro. I'll skate around.
You better. There better be film.